up in the morning.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Nikki and DeMello.
I'll be by your side when you wake up in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Coast FM.
I'll be by your side.
Well, here we go, just in time for Christmas. Comes the next wave of COVID, Omicron, which I'm hearing is popping up in a lot of European nations from South African travellers, and there's suggestions that it's hit a few states at least. Here in Australia, it is the Transformers variant, the Omicron one. No.
Transformers.
No, it's the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet. Apparently, we're only up to variant 13.
Unlucky 13.
Well, I hadn't heard of all of them. I don't remember Epsilon. I don't remember the other ones out there. But apparently they skipped two letters, nu, because it sounds too much like new, and that would be confusing, and Z, which could be offensive to China. They've apparently got a Z region, and it's also the surname of their president.
Okay.
So they thought, well, maybe just, you know.
Let's not do that.
We'll go straight over.
Good idea.
Yeah. And it's one of the reasons, obviously, why there's been changes between the WA and South Australian border. That sort of clapped shut.
We don't really know if it's any worse yet.
No, it's just
they're
a new variant.
And a new variant. You just don't know what it's going to do.
No, you just don't know what the kind of, you know, the fun that comes with it is. You know, is it resistant to this? Is it? And that's probably the thing that you're more concerned about, because
the vaccine,
if it's a new variation, it's probably going to be, you know, resistant to some sort of vaccine.
That's why I know a lot of people have been saying we need to get vaccines to the whole world. You know, it's fine saying all these nations like, oh, we're all fully vaccinated. Yeah, but you've got these countries, these nations that are fully unvaccinated, and that's where these variants will keep coming from forever.
So we shall watch with interest. We've been told not to panic about these things anyway. But by the way, as we move through the Greek alphabet, the next variant will be pi.
Oh,
if we all remember our maths, that's the one that recurs forever.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
Nikki and DeMello aboard here.
Lovely weekend.
Very nice.
Very
weekend.
Hot.
Yes. Did you beach it at any point?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Yes. I feel like that was the launch of summer.
Well, yes.
Saturday.
Yeah.
It's certainly like, surprise.
It feels a lot more like it than the actual first few days of summer.
Mind you, Saturday, Sunday, looking around 35 again.
So it'll be back there before you know it, for sure. Nice. Now, if you didn't know, speaking of the starts of things, today marks the official opening of the Metronet multi-storey car park at Mandurah Station.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it kind of opened yesterday to very little fanfare, but obviously it'll get used officially today. It has three levels, ground plus two storeys, including an open-air top deck. Three above the ground one. Smart parking machines, provision for future electric car charging stations, a range of security and safety measures, some amazing local artwork, I'm told as well. And it seems it's open just in time for the closures.
I was just going to say that, but get in there quick for the next few weeks, because then it's going to be shut for 4 weeks.
Well, look, I suppose, to be fair, it's not like the station's closing.
No, just can't get to Perth.
Yeah. And there'll be buses that you can hop off and to get onto. So
that's,
I suppose,
true.
It probably figures, but it's just ironic timing, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Hey, congrats to the Scorchers. Picked up their first WBBL title.
Nice.
Beating Adelaide over the weekend in a very entertaining game on Saturday. In the heat at Optus Oval. Would have been a shot. I mean,
it was a scorcher.
It was a scorcher. And look, I don't know. I haven't been to games at Optus. I remember going and watching games.
Nice.
Yeah. But I remember going and watching games at the Wacker. And it was, when it was hot, it was hot at the Wacker.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine.
Well, I feel like every stadium is going to be hot when you're in a bowl, basically.
Pretty much.
There's no breeze in there.
No, you're right. And it's not that far away from where the other one was. So, you know, in terms of location, the weather's going to be pretty similar. I mean,
she'll be hot.
When the pitch is the same, essentially it's all about, you know, dry pitches that bounce like buggers.
Yeah.
And incidentally, Barbados is about to become the world's newest republic, with a president replacing Her Majesty as head of state.
Okay.
So that will no doubt be the spark that will reignite discussions about Australia's republican plans, if Barbados can make the move. Meantime, all this talk about the royals, we've learnt there are two people the Queen has on speed dial on what's alleged to be a highly encrypted Samsung phone. She's not an Apple person.
No.
Her daughter, Princess Anne, and her horse trainer, John Warren.
Well, okay, that's not what I thought.
No.
Not security or anything,
Or Harry and Meghan. No.
Well, I think we knew they wouldn't be on speed. Yeah, horse trainer.
Yeah, I know. It does. Says a lot about the Queen, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, I've got some very important research that's just come through about your experience at the movies.
And it's important you know this stuff because we are heading into peak movie territory.
Mm. Apparently, eating popcorn at the movies can ruin the experience, according to this research.
I can see that.
Experts from a university in the Netherlands have found that tucking into treats can distract the brain from the film as it focuses on the taste of the food instead of what is being watched.
Yes. This is true. No, not only that. I mean, obviously, if you're into popcorn, salty, then you're drinking and then you go to the loo. You miss the movie.
You're waiting for half the movie. You've missed it all. So researchers say companies intentionally often, well, they use food to create a more enjoyable customer experience. Mm. However, this research indicates that it just backfires on them, really. They say for customers to fully enjoy an experience, it's important to create a setting where you can fully engage and maximise the enjoyment, such as listening to a concert or being at the movies.
Yeah.
The presence of tempting food is therefore detrimental because it distracts the consumer and actually decreases their engagement and enjoyment of their experience.
I hear that. You know, because there is something kind of weirdly obsessive about finishing the popcorn as well.
Yeah, you can't stop.
No, and look, it doesn't matter how full you are. It's all about there's still some left.
Yeah.
You've got to finish that. We can't put it back.
Yeah.
Can't throw it out. It's a waste.
So if you are heading along to a movie, maybe just full on focus or eat your popcorn beforehand.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
Scoff it before the movie starts during
finish
the ads.
Finish all of it during the ad period and then you can concentrate.
Yeah.
There we go. We found the solution that keeps everyone happy.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
So this is the second last day of spring, according to how we measure it here in Australia. If we went by the summer solstice, then technically summer would start Tuesday, December 21.
Oh.
But we go by the meteorological method, and that's when summer starts at the calendar month. Mm-hmm. So here we go. So just so you know, which is why we're not technically really, even on an astrological man kind of vibe, going to be into summer until almost Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's, you
know. Although it's heated up already, hasn't it?
It has, but it'll probably flick back and forth for a while before it sort of settles in, I guess is my point. I guess that was the point I was trying to make. There you go. Okay. I thought I actually had a point there. I'm as surprised as anyone.
Surprise yourself.
Now, as we continue lining up with the US traditions, we also find ourselves in Cyber Monday territory today.
Yes.
Yes, which is when the online Christmas shopping is apparently peaking. Although, you probably heard plenty of like physical shops also tying into the SpendFest as well.
Yeah.
But as was the advice on Black Friday, however you're spending your money, just make sure you're actually getting a good deal.
I know.
Because
some of them hike prices up and then say it's on sale.
There's no laws that govern the way that they advertise sales, so you may be paying more.
Yeah.
And if you need a dessert to accompany your shopping today, that's what I also like to provide for you. If that's how you want to plan to spend your day. November 29 is Lemon Cream Pie Day, or as we call it these days, Lemon Meringue Pie.
Nice.
It's a good choice of dessert.
It's a good pie.
It's a very difficult, not a difficult, just it's a laborious one if you want to try and make it from scratch.
Yeah, but if you're not practiced in it, just getting the meringue right.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm sure somebody could certainly supply you with some if you need it.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Go, go, go.
And with entertainment news live from the belly of the Cyber Monday sales, Nikki Parkinson.
It's a deep hole, I tell you what. Now, Kanye West has made it very, very clear he wants to reconcile with Kim Kardashian. Publicly praying for his family during a 5-minute long Instagram video, this is Ye's Thanksgiving prayer.
Some of it, at least.
All I think about every day is how I get my family back together and how I heal the pain that I've caused. I take accountability for my actions. New word alert, misactions. I made me and our family a target by not aligning with Hollywood's political stance, and that was hard for our marriage. Then I ran for president without proper preparation and no allies on either side. I embarrassed my wife in the way that I presented information about our family during the one and thank God only press conference. All my dad had to say afterwards was, Write your speech next time, son.
That's fine. Great advice.
It really was.
Look, I thought it would be deeper than that.
Yeah. Look, he went alphabetically through some of his faults, which would have been an interesting thing, I think, to listen to in full, but we'll leave that for you to find.
Yes, if you're interested, you can watch the full video. He also posted an old photo of him and Kim kissing, writing that God will bring him and Kim back together. Funny how God decided to do that after he saw pics of Kim dating Pete Davidson.
Yes.
But God has funny ways, doesn't he?
God does work in mysterious ways, that's what they say.
Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has surprised a Navy veteran, gifting him a car. Not just any car, his own personal truck. The Rock invited fans to a special meet and greet screening of his latest film, Red Notice. And after hearing stories of people in the audience, including a Navy vet that takes care of his elderly mother and cooks meals for women who have been victims of domestic violence, he decided to gift him his personal truck. Huh. How sweet. And that's why he's the global icon at the People's Choice Awards?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I can't think of what
the name was. It was a specific name, but yeah, there you go. That's why. He's such a nice guy.
Humanitarian or something like
that. Something along those lines. And U2 is reportedly working on new music. In a recent interview, the band's guitarist, The Edge, said, "We are firmly locked in the Tower of Song and working away on a bunch of new things."
Is that where they go?
The Tower of Song. Sounds mystical.
Doesn't it?
I'm just having so much fun writing and not necessarily having to think about where it's going to go. It's more about enjoying the experience of writing and having no expectations or limitations on the process. U2's last album was 2017's Songs of Experience. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
New music coming soon.
Looking forward to it.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.